Kevin Spacey in the news this morning. Dean?
Yeah, this happened, it would have been about 3 o'clock in the morning, our time, but mid-morning in the UK, where Kevin Spacey arrived at a criminal court there, facing 4 counts of sexual assault and 1 count for an alleged rape, pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. The incidents took place between 2005 and 2013. All of the victims are now in their 30s and 40s. Spacey was granted unconditional bail, which means he can travel wherever he wants to. But if he is found guilty of this, he could face life imprisonment in the UK. The trial won't even start until June of next year. So, you know, another step in this took place today. We'll keep an eye on it.
Meanwhile, he's been working lately again, hasn't he?
He has been, yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see if people are willing to go see Kevin Spacey movies or watch Kevin Spacey projects again after all of this. You know, same thing with the comedian Louis C.K., who was accused of sexual assault, and he laid low for a little while, but then decided that he was just going to go back on tour again, and he has, and he's been selling out arenas. People don't seem to mind, so you know, whether that also applies to Kevin Spacey when he gets back to work.
We'll see.
We'll see.
What's the latest on this Amber Heard complaint about a juror?
Yeah, this is going to be a weekly feature here on the show. what is Amber Heard complaining about now? She wanted the verdict in the defamation trial against Johnny Depp that she lost to be thrown out because she said that one of the jurors took the summons, the jury summons, from his father, who has the same name, and therefore and the son was fraudulently impaneled on the jury, said Amber Heard and her representatives. The judge yesterday ruled that there was no fraud involved. The summons did not say whether it was senior or junior. There was no birth date. Either the father or the son could have shown up for the jury service. The son did and sat through the whole thing. So the judge said the verdict was perfectly fine, that there was no problem with the jury at all. So we'll see what she comes up with next.
Let's get to our Kardashian baby report today.
Yeah, this time it's let's spin the wheel of Kardashians and see where we land. It's Khloe Kardashian this time. She announced that she and her ex NBA player Tristan Thompson are expecting another child through a surrogate. These two have not even spoken to each other since last December, outside of some co-parenting issues for a child that they had together previously. But sources say that this new baby that was conceived last November via a surrogate, and that was before it was revealed to Khloe and to the public that Tristan Thompson was having another baby and now has had another baby with somebody else. So
another episode of the Kardashians.
This new little infant is not even born yet and already born into all of this drama in the ever spinning world of the Kardashians.
And Nick Cannon, who's got a few batches of babies himself, apparently wants to get back with Mariah Carey. What's this all about?
He's talking about it anyway. I don't know if that would ever happen in a million years, but Nick Cannon, who, you know, he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's the host of a couple of TV shows, and also is a dad to 8 children, with a 9th on the way, by the way. 2 of those children are with his ex-wife, Mariah Carey, to whom he was married from 2008 to 2016. The twins, their twins are now 11 years old. He was doing an interview, and somebody asked whether or not he thought he might ever get back together with Mariah Carey, and he said he would love to if the situation presented itself. He called Mariah Carey his fantasy love, and how no one else could ever compare to Mariah Carey. Now, that's got to make his current girlfriend, who's about to have his baby, feel really good.
Oh, man.
To hear something like that. Both Nick Cannon's with somebody else. Mariah Carey's with somebody else. So I don't think it's going to happen, but it's just,
stay tuned.
Yeah, these celebrities, they're just like normal people.
Yes, they are. Sure they are. We'll get to, talking about normal people, Mickey Rourke and what he's saying about Tom Cruise. Also, some news about Dirty Dancing and a remake of The Munsters.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Dean has some news for fans of Black Panther.
Yeah, it's not great news that Daniel Kaluuya has had to pull out of the sequel that is currently being made. He was one of the primary characters in the first Black Panther movie. Turns out some scheduling conflicts have come up with a Jordan Peele movie that he is making. So he will not be in the sequel that is titled Wakanda Forever. They haven't really disclosed any details whatsoever about what this plot line is going to be and, you know, how in the world they are, you know, now functioning in this world of Wakanda, or how they will deal with the death of the late Chadwick Boseman, who was the title character in the movie. So they've lost two pretty big characters now.
Yeah.
For the sequel, and how they'll deal with it, we'll find out. The movie is supposed to come out in November. Right before Thanksgiving, so they better get cracking on that.
Is this new Dirty Dancing project a sequel? Is that going to be a theater release?
No, it's going to be the old movie. They're putting the old movie back into big screens. The movie turns 35 years old this year. Baby's been in a corner for a very long time now. Yeah. But for the anniversary, the movie studio has decided to put it back in theaters August 14th and through 17th. So if you are a fan of the movie, you want to see it on the big screen the way it was intended to be seen, you'll have an opportunity. It was one of the highest grossing movies of 1987. I mean, everybody remembers Jennifer Grey jumping into Patrick Swayze's arms, you know, for the big dance finale at the end. But it was a pretty good movie overall, really. And I'm going to go see it on big screen. I like seeing these classic movies back up on big screen.
What's the latest on the Mickey Rourke-Tom Cruise feud? Can we call it a feud? Is Tom Cruise even answering Mickey Rourke?
I think that Tom Cruise would have to participate in order for it to technically be called a feud. And he has had no response to Mickey Rourke, who's been in a million projects. Probably his most notable was that movie called The Wrestler. That he was in, he's definitely kind of an alternative, definitely not falling into any of the traditions of Hollywood at all. He was appearing on a talk show in the United Kingdom and was asked his opinion of Tom Cruise and his opinion of the incredible box office performance of Tom Cruise's movie Top Gun Maverick. Apparently, the interviewer knew that he doesn't like the guy, so he wanted to just throw a little kerosene on the fire. And Mickey Rourke responded that the success of Top Gun Maverick doesn't mean bleep to me. He says the guy has been doing the same role for the past 35 years. I've got no respect for that. And Mickey Rourke now saying, I think that Tom Cruise is irrelevant. In my world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, he is in Mickey's world.
In Mickey's world. As I said, there's been no response from Tom Cruise, probably because he's so busy counting all the money that he's made from Top Gun Maverick. The movie's taken in over $1 billion in less than 2 months that the movie has been out. And, you know, just for some perspective, Mickey Rourke hasn't been in a hit movie in over 10 years. So
yeah. Tom might want to use the old line, the eagle does not hunt flies.
Right? Yeah. The classic Larry Lujack line. Exactly.
I think he said that about me, didn't he?
I think he may have said it about all of us at one time.
I'm reading about this new version of The Munsters. Now, how do you improve on perfection is what I want to know.
I am predicting complete disaster with this new movie. Rob Zombie is... you know, he's a talented He's a musician and a singer, but also a filmmaker. He's made House of a Thousand Corpses. He did one of the versions of Halloween. He's kind of famous for these R-rated horror movies. And about a year ago, he announced that he was going to do a movie version of the classic television show The Munsters, a PG version, a movie of The Munsters. And I agree with you 1,000% on this, Bob. There's no improving on the television show The Munsters.
No way.
It is a brilliantly acted, brilliantly written. Everything about it is perfect, in my opinion. But yesterday, the first footage of this new movie came out. And if you want to take a look at it, it's on YouTube. It's certainly available. I was so excited when I heard about it. I looked at the trailer and said, oh, this is a mess. This is going to be horrible. I mean, it completely misses what was the charm of the television show, The Munsters. And there is no replacing the great Fred Gwynne as Herman Munster, the great Al Lewis as Grandpa Munster, the great Yvonne DiCarlo as Lily Munster, and all the rest. Those are the three primary characters in this new footage, because it's the story seems to be how Herman met Lily.
Hmm.
You know, a love story, if you will. it's out there if you want to take a look at it. I know I'm supposed to keep an open mind as a critic. I'm not supposed to review a movie before when there's only this limited footage that's come out. I'll try to go into it with an open mind when I unfortunately will have to go see this. It's coming out in September of this year.
Well, the other thing, The Munsters, the writing, it was so clever. Not only was the acting great, but
the writing was absolutely brilliant. One of my favorite scenes of all time of any television show is Grandpa Munster was, as a vampire, could turn himself into a bat if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like jumping off the porch of the house to like attack somebody, and he misses. He turns back into Grandpa and goes, ah, these contact lenses. It's just, the writing is genius. It's genius writing.
Well, we've had too much fun with The Munsters. We're out of time, but more tomorrow from Dean. Thank you.
See you then.